Blog Talk Radio.
You are now live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we are getting you 1 hour of spiritual feeding on. We do this Monday through Friday, waking up on the West Coast at 9 a.m. and having lunch on the East Coast at 12 p.m. in North and South. Y'all know I got love for y'all. I just want to say, first of all, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just giving me another day to participate in my life. And it's so funny, this morning, when I was promoing the show early this morning, I had sent the tweet out, like, if you heard somebody screaming outside your door this morning, that was me outside praying a holy hole in the devil's back. And it was just so funny. I got so many responses about that, but you know, you got to wake up, and the first thing you got to do is give God the praise, because there's going to be some weapons formed against you. It's going to be some people on your team that go against you, in your relationship that go against you, your family members go against you. But you got to remember. You got to remember to stay prayed up and say, you know what? I'm still standing. In spite of all the mess, I'm still standing. Y'all, it is November the 12th. Friday, and it's such a blessing. God continue to keep blessing me. not only do he bless me with spiritual feeding early in the morning, he blessed me with Frontline Fridays tonight. So it's two shows on Friday. You got spiritual feeding for 1 hour in the morning, and then 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast, we got Frontline Fridays. It's just going, it's going down. We're going to have Y-Dot on. We're going to have Tay Black on. We're going to have some good music. I'm just thankful. I have to keep saying and telling God and reminding him, thank you for continuing to bless me. All week, y'all, we've been talking about staying committed to the community. It's so important for us to stay committed to the community. And speaking of staying committed to the community, I have to give a shout-out to Ms. Hargrove for this OG coffee, y'all. All week, I've been drinking this Organo Gold products. I had the latte, I had the tea, and now I'm sipping on the black coffee. Of course, you know, I added my sugar and my cream to it, but it's still so, so, so good. Y'all got to get y'all some of this coffee and or tea or cocoa. You can get it. Go to her website. It's M. Hargrove. That's M-H-A-R-G-O-V-E .organogold.com. So, again, that's M-H-A-R-G-O-V-E .organogold.com. And she can hook you up with this gourmet coffee, tea, hot chocolate. It's so good. It's so good. I'm just loving it. And she's definitely in the community as well, rocking with the churches, rocking with the kids, rocking her own business. And I'm definitely, definitely blessed to know that woman. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. And definitely got to give a shout-out to Lush Radio Online, all my Twitter love, Pretty Lady Ag. Also got to give a real big shout-out to my son, Makasha Rod. I love you. I love you so much. You give mommy so much strength and energy to keep doing what she's doing each and every day. I want to give a shout-out to Genius. I want to give a shout-out to Topic 626, Dre Vicious, C-Line Woman, Miss AYC, Janine 365, Arseny, Mr. Switch Up, it's Miss Bliss. Who else? I can go on and for the love of. I just got to give all them shout-outs because they stay rocking with me and they stay committed. And that's what it's about. That's what I'm talking about today, staying committed. Now, the topic of today is, what is your hood worth? And I have to pause so y'all can think about that. What is your hood worth? And I know some of y'all are saying, like, nothing. It's going down. It's crime infested. You got the dope boys on the corner. You got these little young gangbangers, these old gangbangers. You got these kids running loose, crackheads going wild everywhere. I understand that. But we're going to talk about our commitment and the part that we play in it. And we definitely going to get into day five. I'm going to be, again, as usual, reading from my Women of Color Devotional Bible. You can get this. It's good. It's a daily read, Monday through Friday. It starts off with a topic, a scripture, a short story, a way to apply it, and then a prayer at the end. So it's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible. You can go to barnesandnobles.com. You can Google it, and it'll show you where and how to get it. I was blessed at the time. I was attending Renaissance Church in Newark, New Jersey, and they had a store, a pavilion store next door, and I was able to purchase it. But this is the best $21 I've ever purchased in my life. So let's get into it. Love in the Neighborhood. It says, I thought we were moving on up. And as the scripture comes from chapter 25, verse 21, it says, His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And again, that's Matthew's chapter 25, verse 21. Now, there is no way I am accepting $10,000 less on my house than my asking price. This is a nice neighborhood with hardworking folks. I put a lot of money and time into this house. I want $150,000 for it, nothing less. Mr. Sully, I understand Rain and Mr. Sully's agent, what you're saying, but the fact of the matter is nobody has offered more than $130,000 for it. So we're getting into the story right now. For those who are just tuning in, we're getting into, you know, the topic is what is your hood worth, but we're getting into the story about Mr. Sully. It says Sully listened to his agent rumble on as he looked out of his living room window. He noticed a long resident at the subdivision entrance mount picking up beer bottles and potato chip bags and other trash. Memories of a beautiful oak trees and miraculous manicure lawns competed with reality of 14 years of a transition in his neighborhood. He was floored with a sudden, reluctant awareness of the environment in which his home now sat. The agent didn't have to say another word. Mr. Sully slowly uttered, "I'll accept it." Now, let's think about this. Mr. Sully was saying to his agent, like, "I'm not accepting $10,000 less for my house. We got good folks in this neighborhood. They hardworking. And, you know, I've been here for years, but over 14 years, his neighborhood has changed." And he actually came to a realization that his neighborhood has changed. And the question he had to ask himself is, what is his neighborhood worth? What is your hood worth? Now, let's look at it, y'all. You know, unkept properties with trash and disorderlies and other community eyesores would turn hard-earned investments such as homes and businesses and churches into potential losses. You can begin increasing your home's worth very easily. Make sure the outside of your house and surrounding areas are clean. You can organize a neighborhood cleanup day. A neighborhood that is clean and well-kept is truly a treat and honor to the spirit of the community. And I have to ask you guys that. What is your hood worth? If you walking down the street and your neighbors, you're like, oh, my God, they is, you know, disgusting. Like, my neighbors, they don't keep their house clean. They don't do nothing. What is your hood worth? Your hood or your neighborhood or your block can be an eyesore from bringing hardworking and good people in. I'm guilty of that at times. You know, when I was living back in Newark, I used to walk past this house, and it had this reeking smell. Like, it always smelled like a sewer or a toilet. You know, I used to be like, oh, my God, they so dirty. They don't never clean up. And the trash was piled on the outside. But the rest of the block, it was only like a few houses, but the rest of the block, everybody kept their lawns. Everybody kept their garbage and everything in order. It even got to the point in Newark, New Jersey, that they had the health inspectors riding around and giving out tickets. They was riding around in front of people's houses to see if they had trash piled up on the side of the house or in front of the house, and now they're giving out like $700 to $1,500 worth of tickets because of the garbage. And we gotta start thinking about that. You know, what is your hood worth? I wanna know what your hood is worth. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I also am now opening up the live chat. So you can jump online with me on the live chat and give me your opinion. But it's definitely true. We live in these neighborhoods, and we be looking at our neighbors, and we so, you know, quick to point the fingers at us, hollering at our neighbor like, you know, nobody wants to get in nobody's business because you don't want to get a negative response. Like, who is you to come and tell me to clean up my yard? And that's the neighbors upstairs. You know, they don't never clean up nothing. I'm not cleaning up they trash or whatever. But you can approach them in a way like this. You can be like, you know, I just noticed that it was some trash on the side of the house and in front of it, and these inspectors is rolling around trying to get people tickets, so I'm just trying to look out for you, you know, so y'all can come together. And if it gets to that point, you can take a stand. We leaders, man. I get so many times, I see so many people, even over here in Washington, I see so many people pointing a finger like, oh, that's them. That's them and they stuff. You know, take the time out, get your little creativity on, get you some flyers. It's something small for you to do it online. If you can get online and research everything else. Get on Twitter, get on MySpace, get on Facebook. You can take the time out to pull up, what is it, Photoshop or Microsoft Publisher and make up a nice little flyer for a cleanup around your neighborhood. You know, and we talking about disorderlies too, people hanging out, smoking and drinking on the porch or whatever the case may be. You ain't got to go over there and say nothing to them. I wouldn't suggest that you go over there and say anything to them people. What I'll suggest is you get in contact with your local police department. They have a department in every city and everywhere. They have a department that deals with the community and blocks and whatnot like there. And just make the call. You know, I know a lot of people like, oh, that's a snitch. You being a snitch or whatever the case may be. Let me tell you exactly what a snitch is. A snitch is a person that was doing something with you and they end up getting caught. And they told on you. That's a snitch. Now, if you call about some people being disorderly across the street or down the street playing the music, smoking and drinking outside, you protecting your block, you protecting your community. If I live on the block and somebody on the other end and they at the corner of the middle block, I see traffic going in and out the house, I know what they doing. I got an 8-year-old son. You think I ain't going to call? You think I ain't going to bring a light to the situation? We just sit back sometimes and just be so stubborn. Like, oh, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, and, oh, they just wild out over there, whatever the case may be. If I call the police, they ain't going to come. That ain't necessarily true. Y'all got to realize the police are humans just like us. They human. Nothing is special about the police. Well, yeah, it takes special people to decide that they want to put their life on the front line for, you know, people who are ignorant, people who really don't have, you know, no positive outlook on life. But you got to protect your kids, you got to protect your family, and you got to protect your community. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about staying committed to the community, and it can be the God in you to do that. Y'all now live on Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we getting that spiritual feeding on. We talking about what is your hood worth. We about to get into some music, and when I come back, I'm definitely going to go to the hotlines, and we're going to go into the live chat. Let's go, y'all. welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on, and we are asking people today, what is your hood worth? What value does your hood have? And this goes out to the renters. This goes out to the homeowners. What is your hood worth? You know, when you get people from other towns and, you know, coming to visit you, your family coming to visit you, don't you want your neighborhood to look nice? Don't you want your block to be nice? It may not get started with your neighborhood, but you can start with your block. And that's what we're talking about on today. What is your hood worth? If I came to your hood and, you know, you got people, ain't nothing wrong with people chilling outside playing their music or whatever the case may be at a certain time, after a certain time. And for those, you know, people who got banging systems or whatever the case may be considerate. Be considerate. If it's after 10 o'clock, don't be sitting in front of your house bumping your music. People are sleeping. And they definitely got to get up and go to work tomorrow. How wonderful is it that you can sit in front of somebody else's house, not your own, even if it is your own, and bump your music, because you ain't got to go to work tomorrow. But it is what it is. But we got to start taking a stand. We're talking about staying committed to the community. We've been talking about staying committed to the community all week, from the kids, you know, to the church, to witnessing, to now we talking about being committed to your neighborhood and what is your hood worth, to the local businesses in your hood. Like, let's really think about it. Are you really staying committed to your neighborhood? Just because you don't bring no drama, and also to your neighbors too. We've been talking about, first of all, staying committed to your neighbors. That was Monday. Then we were talking about staying committed to the schools. And then we start talking about staying committed to the local businesses in your area. You know, instead of going all the way up else somewhere, support the local businesses in your area. And you can archive all the shows. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay, all those shows will be on there, and I would definitely have them titled about what we were talking about on that day. And we also was talking about the neighborhood church, and now today we're talking about our neighborhood. All week we're talking about staying committed to our neighborhood, staying committed to the community. And another way that we can stay committed to the community is keeping our blocks clean. I know we get tired sometimes getting up in the morning, you know, looking at the same trash, looking at the, you know, just look, it just gets tired. I know you get tired of looking at the house next door looking like a hot mess. I know you get tired of walking down the street, and, you know, I've been walked down the street and seen little Coke and dope bottles on the ground broken. That's crazy. I want to give a shout-out to Jamie8305 that's on checking in live. Much Diva love to you. I definitely got to give shout-out to everybody on the live chat. Miss Thing doing it big on a live chat. I mean, I'm just so thankful. But I want to get y'all opinion, too. Send me your opinion on the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay and call in at 347-850-1521. I got a prime example as far as staying committed to the community and also what your hood is worth. I was living in East Orange on Greenwood Avenue, and there was a lot of homeowners on the block, and people kept their lines together, and people kept, you know, watched out for the kids on the block in the street. But there was this one dude, and I think he had a Mustang or something like that, but he used to speed down the block each and every morning just flying, and he was going back to his house. So my son was going to school. He would walk down the street. It wasn't even a half a block. He would walk to the corner and catch the bus or whatever the case may be. But then at the same time, he had to go home. So I waited on this dude. I took my son to the bus stop early, and I waited on this dude. Like, I heard his car, and I stood right in the middle of the street. I know y'all like, even Mary Kay is crazy. But I stood right in the middle of the street, and he's flying. So he had to pump on his brakes real hard. And he got out the car, and he basically cursed me out. I said, see, That's your problem. Each and every morning you get up and you live on this block. I said, I'm doing you a favor by stopping you and telling you to slow down. First of all, you're a grown man, and you see kids get up every morning. This block ain't even that long. Well, it's long enough, but this ain't a drag race. I said, this is a fair warning. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you to stop speeding down the street early in the morning. Otherwise, I'm going to get your plates, and I'm going to turn you in for reckless driving. So you want to deal with me as your neighbor, that I'm trying to help you out, or you want to get this ticket and on points on your license? You tell me what you want to do. He had to take a deep breath and look at me. And right when we were saying that, there was some kids coming across the street, and the car was coming, but it was the kids wasn't looking. But, you know, thank God nothing happened to the kids. And I'm like, look, see what I'm talking about? These kids, a lot of these kids is not getting walked to school, or, you know, sometimes they're confused when they cross in the street. They're not paying attention to the stop line and stuff like that. I mean, the stoplight. They just looking for cars and making sure ain't nothing there and going. It's so important that we stay committed to our community, and it doesn't just start with the cleanup and the way our community look, but we got to check our neighbors. We ain't got to go all being all, you know, raunchy and being disrespectful. You just got to check your neighbor in a neighborly way. Got to start staying committed to the community. It scares me to think that a child would get hit in the community. It scares me to think, and it concerns me, to a child to be walking down the street and see broken coke and dope bottles. To the addicts out there, too, I'm talking to me a favor. I can't stop you, you know, doing what y'all doing, but can you keep your coke and dope bags in your pocket until you get to where you're going? Please wait till you get to where you're going, because I done seen situations where people then walk down the street and snorted a bag. This really walked down the street and snorted a bag right in front of us. That's horrible. That's definitely horrible. And would throw the dope bottle or the dope bag on the ground. Same thing with the hustlers running from the police. You just throw it anywhere. Just think about the kid that's going to come behind you, never seen this before, and they're curious. Let's think about a third grader coming home, second graders coming home. And see those bottles, see that on the ground, the weed bags on the ground, and they're like, what's this? You could have been a part of a child, first time being curious. You can be a part of that child in the second or third grade downfall to become an addict later. You got to think about what you're doing. And that's serious. We have to keep our neighborhoods clean. We got to keep our neighborhoods safe. We take a part in it, y'all. It ain't just us. You know, stop shaking your head, walking by. Stop and take the time to pick it up, find a garbage can, and put it in. It ain't going to hurt you. A lot of people, we have this, oh, well, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. It does affect you. It affects your child. Because if you seen it and you shaking your head, just think about your child coming behind you or your sister or somebody coming behind you. And just imagine if it was just that one Coke bottle that the addict dropped and it got a little bit more Coke or dope in there and the child come along thinking it's candy and eat it and get sick. Coming home, the mother or the father don't know why they're sick. They get sick. The parents take them to the hospital, and the hospital find that the child got PCP or dope and coke in their system. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to get a diapers case. See how the ripple effect, how it can affect another one of your sisters and brothers? It went from the addict coming along or whoever or the drug dealer coming along and dropping a drugs on the ground or just not caring, the child coming behind them, picking it up, thinking it's candy, being curious, consuming, the child going home to the parent, getting sick, taking the kid to the hospital finding drugs in a second or third year system, and now there's a DIFAS case and the child get removed from the home for neglect. And all you had to do was bend over, pick it up, and put it in a garbage can. We got to stay committed to our community. I'm so thankful that God has given his word of staying committed to our community, because a lot of us, we just have a negative attitude towards uncleanliness, you know, dirtiness, ignorance, but we're not making a change. We're not doing nothing. We just sitting back, shaking our heads and looking and having an attitude, and when your neighbor come outside, you want to give them the side eye instead of helping them. Now, you giving them the side eye, well, did it help anything? That's my thing, and I have been guilty of that, of looking at a house or looking at the outside of the house and having my own opinion about the situation, not even knowing them people. It's about getting honest, y'all. Diva Mary Kay is getting honest with y'all. It's about definitely getting honest on today, because some people fall down, but we can get back up, y'all. Donnie McClarkin said it. We fall down, but we can get back up. It's time for us to get up and pick our neighborhoods up and stay committed to our neighborhoods and our communities and pick them up. It's either you're going to be a Mexican or a Mexican. I don't roll with the crowd. I lead with the leaders. And that's exactly what it's about. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT. We are live. Definitely call in at 347-850-1521. Tell me about your neighborhood. Tell me what you're doing to stay committed to your neighborhood. I definitely want to shine some light on you and give shout-outs to you, because that's what it's about. We want to recognize the people who stay committed to the neighborhood and those who, you know people who stay committed to the neighborhood and just haven't got a voice yet. You can also check in with me live on a live chat. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you can check in with me on that. We're going to get into some Donnie McClarkin. We fall down, but we get up. Go.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We get up,
yeah,
we fall down.
Oh, my, 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 we get back up again.
For a
day
it's just
a
day.
Oh, yes, it's all. But we can't stay there.
No.
There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
fall down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do it. Rise back up again.
For the
Savior. are, no matter what you've done.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall.
Get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh,
oh.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
Welcome back, y'all. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm giving you your spiritual feeding, 1 hour each and every day of spiritual feeding. God only asks for 10% of your time, 10% of the 24 hours, 2 hours of some change. Why don't you give it to him? Because he give it to you. He give it to you. You definitely got to give him praise. And even this morning, good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast, to the North and the South. I got much love for you. Every time you eat from now on today, if you're feeding that body spiritually, I mean physically, you want to feed that body spiritually and your mind spiritually as well. Every time you put a piece of food, I don't care if it's a piece of gum in your mouth, you better give God the praise. When you sit down and you say your prayer over your food while you eating, you should have either the daily bread with you, your Bible. It don't matter. Quran, you can, whatever you worship, the God of your understanding, you should be spiritually feeding yourself at the same time. It's so important, y'all. And we've been talking about staying committed to the community all week. A couple of ways that we can stay committed to the community is the first thing is to know your neighbors. Know your neighbors. You should know your neighbors on the block. When you see somebody moving in or, you know, you see somebody moving out or whatever the case may be, but if they moving in, get a little card, a little note, you know, and write, even if it's a little index card, it doesn't matter. Right on there, welcome to the neighborhood. We are a close-knitted block. We care and we pray over each other. And if it's anything that you need and need help with, please call me. Get to know us. May God be with you. God bless. How wonderful is it to welcome a newcomer into the neighborhood? And it's important for us to know who our neighbors is because we can have some crazy people on our block. You can directly go and introduce yourself to them, or you can put a little card, just like, you know, the little mailers that we get from the post office or whatever the case may be. How is it that the businesses can reach out to us, Verizon, PSE&G, Comcast, the cable companies, they can reach out to us and tell us welcome to the neighborhood, but we on the same block and we not welcoming each other. Where they do that at? Today you can start to make a change. even if you've been living on a block for a long time, and, you know, and you've been on there and you don't know certain people, whatever the case may be, you can still put a little note in the mailbox and decide that you want to have a block meeting or a block welcoming. I know it's cold or whatever the case may be, and you got plenty of room in your home. You can just imagine the turnout. And don't think that everybody is going to come. Even if one person comes, that's cool. That's fine with me. But you want to get to know your neighbors. Because it may be a day that a neighbor come and you sitting outside and be like, have you seen my child such and such? You can help. You will need to know your neighbors. It's so important for you to know your neighbors, y'all. It's so important. And while we're speaking about child, we got to know our youth. Know them kids on your block. Because it's our responsibility to take care of the youth. It's our responsibility to look over the youth and encourage them. Because we don't know what's going on in their homes. But if we see them out in the street, we driving or we going to the store, whatever the case may be, and hopefully we don't see them getting in some trouble. But if you going to, if you coming from downtown or whatever and you know they going their way, pull over. And they standing on the bus stop. It may be raining. It could be cold outside. Even if it ain't. And if you know you going home and you know this child because they stay on the block, you pull over and say, hey, where you going? I'm on my way home to the block. Do you need a ride? Are you okay? Encourage them, kids. When you see them in the morning going to school, I'm so proud of y'all. I see y'all get up every morning. Y'all always on time for that bus. Y'all always on time for the school. I got some winners and some go-getters on my block. And as they walk into where they're going, you want to stop. And you getting in your car, you on your way, you want to pray over them. Father God, cover these children with the blood, Lord. Give them traveling mercies as they go and come from school, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against them, shall not prosper, shall not work. That's how we're going to do that. Now that we're getting to know our neighbors that's coming in and going out, and now that we're taking the time to stay committed, we stay committed to our neighbors, now we're staying committed to our kids, let's stay committed to the businesses in our neighborhoods, the poppy stores, the barber shop, the doobie shop, the cleaners, the laundromat, the restaurants. Let's stay committed to the clothing store, the shoe store, the printing store, whatever store that's in your area, the African braiding shop. Let's stay committed to our communities. Let's put our money into, you know, we gonna spend our money wherever we want to spend it anyway, and that's good. And I'm glad about that. I can definitely understand that. There's nothing wrong with spending your money where you want to spend your money. But let's support our neighborhoods. It's so important for us to support our neighborhood businesses. And when I did the show about the neighborhood businesses on Wednesday, Rocker Block, shout out to Rocker Block, I love you very much. He was saying that a lot of times, you know, we don't want to put our money into businesses that just come to make money off us and leave and take it somewhere else. You're right about that, Rocker Block. I agree with you. And for the businesses, y'all got to stay committed to the community. The community got to stay committed to the businesses. Y'all should be doing something at least two or three times a month as far as with the businesses. Have a networking, a meet and greet. Do a special for the community, your meat market. You know, the community show up in support. Because you will go all the way to another, all the way out to these malls. Ain't nothing wrong with going to the mall, but you go out to the malls, you go to a different city, you go all the way down to these outlets to support these businesses that ain't got nothing to do with your community. You supporting people that there's nothing wrong with support, but you want to support your community. You got to stay committed to the community. This is where you live at. This is your home base. And for the businesses, y'all have to do something for the community. Make sure y'all make your prices reasonable for your neighborhood, for the community. I understand you got a wholesale somewhere else, but if you're selling it at a retail price, don't be going all out or jumping out the water. Now you're just trying to be greedy. Don't be greedy. And when the summertime comes and when y'all having block parties, each store in the neighborhood in the block should have a block party, especially for the kids. We want to give our kids something to do because if they get too much idle time, they're going to end up doing something dumb. And that's for real. And y'all know it, and I know it as well. And even after we get into, you know, knowing our neighbors, supporting our youth and our kids, supporting the businesses in our community, we got to support the church, the neighborhood church. I said this yesterday. For every liquor store, for every poppy store, there's a church before it and after of it. Think about it. There's not a, before and after, there's a church. The church doors is always open to you. Rather you go to the church, rather you go to the masjid, rather you go to the, if you're a Jehovah Witness and you go there, the churches is always available to you. Their doors is always open to you. Support your local churches. The churches support your community. Fill the gap that's needed in your community. Fill the gap that's needed in the church. We was talking about yesterday about the church opening up the doors for after-school program. See if your church, the local church in here, has an after-school program. But use that church in a positive way. If you want to send your kids, excuse me, I got to get some. This coffee is so good. Oh, this coffee is so good. If you're going to send your kids to the after-school program after church, let's talk about the benefits of sending your kids to an after-school program versus any other after-school program. Not only are you sending your kid there with women and men of God, they're helping them with their homework, teaching them with their homework, and they're also teaching them the word of God. That's a double blessing. And the church is never that far away. It's always around the corner or two or three blocks away. You don't have to, you know, you come home from work, if you get on the bus, if you drive, you know my kid is at that church. I can call my pastor. I can call the director of the youth ministry. I can call the sisters and brothers in the church. They know where my child is at. And they will correctly correct your child. They will correctly discipline your child. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody in the church is all, you know, prayed up and stayed up. And you definitely have to keep an eye out for people because there's some crazies in the church too. Don't get me wrong. I definitely agree with that. But it's a double blessing that some kids is being protected, that some kids are being helped with their homework and also being helped with the word of God. And if you don't see any progress, take your kid out the, take the kid out the after-school program. But if you can send your kid to the after-school program, you can attend the church services. You want to get your double blessing, too. You want to make sure you make it your business to get the Bible study. You want to make it your business to get the church services and worship. Not only are you going into the house of the Lord to get the word, you're around people who want the word of God, too, and they want to get blessed as well. The blessing in the word of God is knowledge, the understanding. Once you start to get that into your mind and start to get it into your spirit, because prayer changes, man. I'm telling, when I say I know prayer changes, God brought me from a mess to a ministry right now. And I got a long, long, long way to go. But I'm so thankful because I don't despise the chastening of the Lord. And I don't argue with people of the religions either. I respect their opinion when they say something. Do I have to comment on it or give it feedback in a negative way? No. I just respect it, and I know prayer changes. I know prayer changes. R. Kelly know prayer changes because he made a song called Prayer Changes. And we're about to get into that song right now. This R. Kelly, Prayer Changes. You're now live on Diva Spot ENT Radio. You are getting your spiritual feeding. Y'all big up to all the people who stay prayed up, man.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain.
He hit me
at any given time,
he hit me
for no reason at all.
He hit me
so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh, it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
and I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes
things. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah.
I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra,
I studied hard.
Chemistry,
I gave my all.
Calculus,
oh my God,
English,
so many flaws. Playing ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah.
My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs,
uh-huh,
and gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday,
uh-huh,
and the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me,
oh,
when he said I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ the strength and strength. And for me that was enough.
Whoa.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer changes things.
Prayer
changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes.
Yeah.
Things.
Whoa.
Prayer changes.
Let
prayer
it change things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living with
prayer
it.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife,
yeah,
had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve it. Listening to family members,
oh,
and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in.
Oh, yes,
we were separated at least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too.
Oh.
And we would walk around the house,
yeah,
putting each other down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of the kids.
Yeah.
We would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident,
yeah,
and I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way,
yeah,
when we said there was no way,
yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
things I'm always in.
Prayer changed,
change.
Prayer changed,
change.
Prayer changed,
change.
Prayer changes things.
Now all of these things were happening in one family, but that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh.
And if you didn't know,
yeah,
now you shouldn't know.
Oh.
All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again.
Thank
four kids now, cause they just had twins.
Thank
little sister all grown up now. She's,
yeah,
a lawyer married with one child now.
Jeez.
2 years big brother's out of college.
Thank
and he's got his hands full.
Hallelujah.
Blessed with skills, blessed,
hey,
with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago
Bulls.
I'm a witness.
Prayer changes,
yeah.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes. Prayer changes.
Oh, when it looks like.
Prayer changes.
Prayer definitely does change Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and you are getting your spiritual feeding on. We got about 4 minutes left in the show, so I wanted to tell you guys how to apply this with staying committed to your neighborhood. We've been talking about, for the last hour, what is your neighborhood worth, and, you know, it's just the eye of the neighborhood, how it looks on the outside, how people take care of their homes, and some of the houses may be run down. But you got to think about, maybe that person needed some help. And maybe it's an older woman that's been there forever, and her kids have passed away, and she's having a hard time keeping it together. That's why it's so important for us to know our neighbors and know what's going on. You know, you can do one thing today to beautify your neighborhood. You can start by sweeping out the outside of your and your neighbor's yard. You can plant some flowers at the entrance of the subdivision. You can mow the lawn. Also, you want to remove the disabled cars that's around there. And you also pray for the Lord to move your neighbor's heart to a desire to a healthy and cleaner community that reflects God's glory. You want to pray about it. That's fine that, you know, you can sweep up the outside of you and your neighbor's house and plant the flowers on the subdivision, mow the lawns, and remove the disabled cars or whatever the case may be. And there's disabled cars on a block, and you don't have driveways. A lot of sometimes neighborhoods don't have driveways. The block doesn't have driveways. You can call or look up 1-800-DONATE-YOUR-CAR, and they'll write it off on a tax write-up, or they'll give you money for it. So you definitely want to do that. It's so important. It's so important, y'all, for us to stay committed to the community. You ain't the only one. We not just the only ones living on this block. We just don't want our house to look nice. We want all our neighbors' houses to look nice. We want to know our neighbors. We want to support our youth. We want to support the local business, and we want to support the churches. I'm going to say a prayer over the situation, y'all. Father God, dear Lord, you are perfectly pure, Lord. Father God, you are not a God of mess. You are not a God of disorganization. You are not a God of unseemliness, Lord. Father God, I just pray for you to help, dear Lord, in reflecting your character of cleanliness and order on my neighborhood and neighborhoods around the world, Lord. Father God, use me as a shining, clean example of your character. As an example, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I have to thank everybody that tuned in from all the Twitter love, all the Facebook love, everybody listening right now. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. I'm so glad and so thankful that you tuned in today with me, because that shows that you are a leader, and you a leader in your community and your hood. We on a rise, y'all. We definitely on the rise. Y'all stay tuned in with me tonight for Frontline Fridays. We getting it in. 6 p.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. And to the north and the south, you know we got nothing but love for you. As long as I got Jesus, I don't need nobody else, man. We about to get out of here. With Vicky Winans, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Again, y'all stay tuned with me. I love y'all. I'm out, man. King Jesus.